What's going on? What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks, get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. cheers. Clink, clink. We engage you, the listener, and interact on a different topic each week. We've got loads of good tunes, lovely music, and lots of analysis to keep you going.
And interviews from experts or you young people telling us what you think about our daily topic.
That's always the best part of the show, Jackson, to hear what the listeners have to say. There's always lots of juicy comments and lots of different perspectives. Absolutely,
so stay tuned. Thank you very much for joining us on Upfront on the Voice of America. I'm Jackson Vunganyi with Nadia Sami. Now, it's always said that serving the public is a higher calling, and rightly so. Public officials, or servants as they are known in some circles, are responsible to the people they serve, that is primarily the public. Most times they do this at the expense of their personal interests or their goals. However, on the African continent, public officials have been criticized and blamed for Africa's problems. They say that public officials often serve personal interests, and that partly explains why the continent remains underdeveloped, with high rates of corruption in the public sector, and most importantly, poor service delivery. All this directly affects the citizens they are supposed to serve. Do we on the African continent understand the roles of our public officials? And what more can you do as a member of the public to demand more from your public official? Let's talk. This is Upfront on the Voice of America.
The public official is supposed to do both duties in a sense, because on behalf of the government, he serves the people. You find most officials only come when there's a funeral. That's if they do come, or else they'll just come when there's some sort of incident. But otherwise, daily duties, they are always away of the area. Most are living in the city, but in the rural areas, you don't find them there.
I think public officials here in Malawi should be appointed by people, not government machinery, you know, because if they are appointed by government officials, say, for example, president, they only serve the interests of their masters. And at the end, they leave the people they are to serve helpless. For example, in Malawi, MPs are there for 5 years per term. So their first 3 years, they make sure that they have all they wanted to have. They have cars, they have businesses, they have whatever they want. And the last 2 years, they start saving the people they voted in order to make them vote for them again. So we can see there that they don't serve the interests of poor people.
I think the role of the public official is to serve the people. They should be appointed by the people, not by the government.
Ganja kuri muri njewe kukumfa nyengeri misi yo kura makwisi bela la 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 ubyumve ndakwemera kukubura nikuyoba yeah yeah ngaho nkomeza ngaho mbwira menye ko turi kumwe umwiza nawe namurose kuva nyibuka
A public official is like a torch. A torch just lights somewhere for you to see path. Okay? A torch doesn't work for itself. It works for the person that is showing the path. Okay, when you light somewhere, that torch you use, it is not lighting there for itself. It is lighting there for the person holding it to see a path. In some societies, the government officials are appointed by the government, and that one is officiated by the law of that state, of that society. In other societies, officials are appointed by the people, the community. In my country, we do have what we call performance appraisal and performance contracts. Those things are signed on a yearly basis. Every year, before him, there is HE and the public and the community. So if he does not fulfill what he promised to do, then there is no doubt that person is removed. And he's not removed by another person, but by the community that he's serving, because he failed to reach what he promised.
I'm Thaddeus Rusagara, a private consultant. Public officials should go close to the people, solve their problems, empower them with what they need. For example, if people are lacking infrastructures, public officials should stand fast to provide. If people are suffering from hunger, public officials should go and solve such stuffs. If children are lacking education or lacking schools, they should be the first people to stand and solve those problems. They are the very people who should bring justice to people. Yeah, government officials should be voted by their own people.
So let's break it down here, Jackson. The primary role of any public servant is to serve public interests, ideally, right? Whether you are appointed or voted into whatever public position you hold, self-service comes second to the public interest of the people you serve because you are elected or appointed to that role.
Nadia, to some people, public service is a noble undertaking. You're serving the interest of people or a nation. And because of this enormous challenge, the expectation on performance is high, really high. It's not that you're serving your personal interests where, you know, there's a room for failure. That's because if you don't perform well in your service, the public suffers. It's not just one person. It's not you or your family. It's the general public. So, no pressure. Let's listen to a conversation that I had with Yasmin Yonis, a young Somali student in Atlanta, Georgia. She recently interned at the U.S. Congress and got to understand what public service means.
Well, I've always been interested in politics. I'm a bit of a political junkie, and I'm going to be dedicating my life to public service. I don't think it's just a career. I think it's a way of life. And so I see myself as a human rights, civil rights lawyer, fighting for marginalized communities, low income, here in the States and abroad. But what this summer did, I was interning, I was a policy intern for one of the committees, the subcommittees on the Senate side. And, you know, it's one thing to read about these people and watch them on TV and, you know, debate with your friends about this policy is wrong, this policy is right, or this politician, what he did or what she did. But it's a completely different thing to be there and see them all the time, to go to Senate hearings on a daily basis, to see the work of senators and representatives and committees and really understand how D.C. works.
Public service is not an easy thing then.
No, I don't think it is. But I think that if you are truly passionate about it, then you'll love what you do and you're willing to put in the long hours. Most people who are public servants get paid very little, and work very long hours. But I think it's also a way of life, like I said. And if you have something that you wake up happy to do every morning, you know, I think that's a great way to live. And I think we all have an obligation, whether it's doing it through our careers or doing it in our spare time to help our communities. And so public service, I think, is what we pay, price we pay for our humanity.
If it's about the passion, then why do we see failure by our public officials to serve the needs of the people that pay their salaries, so to say? You know?
I agree. I think for most of our public officials, if we're talking about politicians specifically, but you have to understand whether it's across Africa or in the United States, who becomes politicians? There's a system in place that people who have a lot of privilege, who come from higher socioeconomic status, who already have the money, who already have the education, and a lot of times their family already have the power. for them to be in those positions, a lot of times it's not people who've been struggling in life, who understand really what it means, the implications of policy and politics in real life. And so when you have these people who are, a lot of them are power hungry, you know, with the status of being a senator or a politician or a president, governor, a lot of times they do not have, or they get caught up in the power grab that the political world is.
That was Yasmin Yonis, a young Somali student in Atlanta, Georgia, with intentions of serving as a public official or servant in Somalia in the future. Now, Nadia, let me bring you here, you know, on our discussions. Experts say that the problem lies with public understanding of the role of public officials. It's not the public officials themselves. It's just people don't understand what they should expect from those that serve them.
Jackson, I'm not sure if that really is the heart of the problem, that the public don't understand what the role of public officials are. I think in so many cases, public officials take for granted what their role is. I don't think that we must underestimate the knowledge of our publics. I think that in so many cases, you have someone who promises to serve the people well and who comes up with these wonderful ideas for how they're going to make life better for the people they serve. And unfortunately, once the people elect him to office, they go back on their word, they go back on their promises, and corruption so easily creeps in. And then you find, well, people's self-interest is being served rather than the public interest. So I think a lot needs to be done in terms of public officials being held accountable when they take office. I think at six monthly intervals or at annual intervals, we actually need to look at what has this public servant done for us. Because at the end of the day, they, in most cases, being paid rather large salaries and unfortunately doing very little. And so, no, I don't think that it's the public that doesn't understand fully what the role of the public official should be. I think it's rather the public officials who become weak to either corrupt dealings, or they just don't see and they don't connect with the public on such a level anymore where they actually place enough importance on what the concerns of the public actually is. On the Voice of America. Stay tuned for music and analysis of today's topic. This is another great soul train.
Sometimes I lay under the moon. I thank God I'm breathing. And I pray, don't take me soon, 'cause I am here for reasons. Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know.
When people are elected by the people, they serve them very rightly. With that trust from the people, then they pay back.
Public officials, and we're talking about government. What is the government? The government is a body of the people, by the people, for the people. So if he's serving the government, then he's serving the people. And that is what the government is there for. It's for the people, and it is created by the people. Government officials are, actually, they are supposed to hold these entities, their offices, in the best way that serves the people. That serves the people of that nation, that serves the people of that country in the best way as possible. It's supposed to be, the government officials are supposed to be, they are supposed to be elected democratically. And this is going to be very helpful because people won't get resentful to the government. They won't hate the government for being a dictator or something.
Thanks so much to all our listeners who have sent in their opinions and thoughts to us. You tuned to Upfront on the Voice of America with Jackson Vungani and I'm Nadia Sami. We've got loads more coming your way, so keep your station locked right here on the Voice of America.
Excuse me, ma'am. When I get back out here, make sure that you... Is Upfront. Yeah. Say, baby, what's your name?
Yo! Man, Rasta Shatta, M.O. Fire, and nobody at all. Incubation, them affair run, look like them players are caught. They know me team, them make them scream like them see a opera. Him smoke them, them love them green like I'm grasshopper. Man, I drink overdose of crystal and patron and a vodka. But don't take my slip and in my dry, the water pick them up. Man, getting money, get the bread, take him back to stop up. Young money, them fly, them a helicopter. Killing know what they're doing, up a suffering like them purple. Bullish up on the street, I'm your lungs, them pick up. And the president try and take him back and blow me block up. But Rastafari, true king of them jungle. Flying out upon them kingdom and ready for rumble. Man, I murder kid, father, mother, aunt and uncle. Man, keep him in eye in the road with player 8. If them player 8 on me, then them go out for see me gamble.
It's on and popping, guns at the no chatting. Make a turn and it's dropping. Warriors will be dropping. Gangsta gonna knock him. Gonna drop him. Acting up with a cap in eye. Make laughing for a king. Monday ain't the first, so prepare for the worst. By your letter, make we shoot you off the face of the earth. Concern about your mouth. Look how things turn out. Confirm out. Now they're all down. Place gon' burn out.
Government officials here in this country serve very well because actually when people complain that the person is not serving well, that official is removed from their posts. and they're replaced.
I'm Silas Rutabingwa, I'm from Kigali, Rwanda. The role of the public official serve the people, not the government. When you serve people, you serve the government. But when you serve the government, some people will not benefit from your services. Well, people benefit from that. You have to be government-appointed officials, but there are even some officials who are elected by people. I think it's both sides can work, and it works anyway. Or everything comes back to serving the people, because even those appointed are appointed to serve the people, and even those elected are elected to serve their people as well.
In case you've just joined us, this is Upfront. I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town, Jackson Vungani's in Washington. Thank you all for your opinions on today's topic. Public officials are in charge of pretty much everything that goes on in the public domain, and so that affects you and me directly. They're in charge of public transportation to education, elections, etc. They are also paid by me and you, the public, through our taxes. So in essence, they have to answer to us if they fail to perform their duties. At least we all need to know that we can demand that our public servants perform well or leave their jobs. Sadly though, Jackson, we see it all too often where it's common knowledge that a particular public servant is not performing a good job, is actually performing in a way that's counterproductive to the citizenry. And instead of doing the noble thing and stepping down, they cling to power with everything they've got. And it's really to the detriment of the very community that they claim they are serving.
Let's listen to a conversation that I had with Patrick Dare. Patrick, welcome. How are you today?
I am very fine, thank you.
When you talk about public officials here in the African context, of course, public officials worldwide have the same role of serving the public. But what is your understanding, based on your experience, of Kenyan public officials and how they continually serve their role?
I think that the fundamental responsibility of a public official is to be a public advocate. He or she must be somebody who is ready to serve the public and serve for the interest of the public good. And they are enablers. They have to have the ability to enable things to happen.
Give us a primary example of a public official, a public advocate.
Well, an MP, member of parliament.
Let me stop you there then and ask you this question that so many people have brought to me, and that's the issue of remuneration. Because this is about selfless service,
yes,
there's a passion behind being a public servant, going to the people, your constituents, and asking for them to elect you into power, and you come to the city, Nairobi, and sit in that, you know, in the August House,
yes.
Is that what it's called? But Nairobi, Kenyan parliamentarians have been known to have the biggest salaries.
You see, that is really...
Talk to me about that.
It is a very sad state. I mean, just to be blunt, in Kenya, I think public official does not have the word public anymore.
It's official.
It is just official. And it's from the things that they do. You've mentioned about their salaries. I was having a conversation with somebody just the other day, and we came to the conclusion that there's something fundamentally wrong when people go into what quote-unquote public service in order to get rich. And that is what is happening.
As a vehicle.
As a vehicle to
make
get
money,
rich.
To enrich themselves.
To enrich themselves. In other words, they're going for the power. It's no more public service. There's no more service in the interest of the people. The idea that they're parliamentarians or they're asking for people's votes and saying they're the best to represent people at that particular time, it's hogwash.
So for those who don't know and who are listeners, what can you tell them about these salaries of the Kenyan parliamentarians? And is this a conversation that happens about among us? Your friends and your people about how much money these people are making?
It's an outrage. I can tell you that, you know, outrightly. It's an outrage for people like me who know what it is to work hard for your dollar. And people who actually look at, when you look at the GDP for Kenya and you compare their salary with the GDP for the US or Japan or whatnot, Kenyan parliamentarians are one of the highest paid. They're paid higher than, you know, members of parliament or equivalent in France. They're paid almost, I think, equivalent to the US. And what do they have to show for a country whose general population live on a dollar a day? In fact, some of them less than a dollar a day. And they have this, I'll tell you the background for this, if I remember correctly. There was an argument that because they're public servants, they need the big money in order to not to be corrupted. Because corruption is such a big thing in Kenya. So give us the money and we'll be incorruptible. And we need this other, you know, we need things like money for our SUVs because we need to reach the people.
Right. Because the roads are bad.
Because the roads are
bad.
But
they won't use the money to build the roads.
To build the roads. Build the roads, have good roads, and
you won't need an SUV.
It's true, Jackson, that yes, public officials are paid with taxpayer money and that there is the expectation that they are answerable to them. But it's one of those things that that is better said in theory than in practicality, because the fact is, what does one really do if a public official isn't performing that well? You would hope that in your neck of the woods, wherever you are, wherever it is on the continent, that there are measures in place whereby you can actually complain and ideally get that person removed from their jobs, The sad reality is in so many places, those concerns are falling on deaf ears, because it's perhaps not just one person who's underperforming, but it's a whole department. And so you might complain to a superior, but those complaints are actually falling on deaf ears. And so in many cases, it's a holistic approach that needs to be taken, because I'm sure our listeners would agree when we say there are so many departments and sectors of our government that are not performing favorably. And a lot of people are hopeless by the fact that they complain and nothing comes of it. So we'd like to hear more from our listeners on this, about what you think we as a citizenry can do to actually make a difference when public servants are not performing well. Sometimes it's going to end up in a revolt, because people just get frustrated. People get frustrated and frustrated. They try to deal with the issue. They try to complain. They try to get the person removed. Nothing ever happens. And so you often have things taken into, people take it into their own hands. And that's not the ideal situation. The ideal situation should be that we complain, that there is evidence or some kind of trial is put forward where the allegations can be tested, and hopefully, ideally, that's the best way to deal with it. Thanks for hanging out with us today, guys. We all Sabokana, Bobisi, 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 Sabokana, Bobisi,